Well, now to the United States, where millions of voters in the state of Georgia are set to decide which party controls the Senate. A day out from the runoff, US President Donald Trump is holding a so-called victory rally in the state in an effort to keep the upper house in Republican hands. But he's still dealing with the fallout from a leaked phone call, urging Georgia's top election official to find enough votes to overturn his defeat in the state in the presidential poll. I spoke with veteran Republican pollster Whit Ayres and asked him whether President Trump's presence will help or hinder the Republican campaign.
Well, it will do both. Certainly, if he generates additional Republican turnout tomorrow, it will help the Republican candidates. But he is also very likely to spend most of his time complaining about losing Georgia and how it was a fraudulent election that cost him the state, which is not going to do a lot for Republican turnout. Persuading people that their state's elections are rigged and fraudulent has not traditionally been a great get-out-the-vote message.
Are you concerned that he is going to spend his time talking about himself?
Yeah, he always does, so you can't be concerned or unconcerned. It's just who he is.
The fact that he's going into Georgia just a day after the release of this audio recording that was picked up by the Washington Post, what's the mood like in the state given the unveiling of this audio and what the president had to say, trying to get officials in Georgia to find extra votes?
People are so locked in to their own corners that they simply filter the latest Trump news through pre-existing ideas about whether they like him or don't like him. The people who don't like him are utterly appalled and feel like he's trying to undermine our democracy. The people who like him will make excuses and say it's, of course, just reasonable for a guy who feels he was cheated to try to avoid a loss in Georgia. So people no longer make independent judgments about President Trump. They simply reinforce their pre-existing views.
Who do you think is going to win this runoff? Do you think the Republicans will be able to get across the line?
Historically, Republicans have been somewhat better than Democrats at getting their voters back for a runoff when there's not a presidential race at the top of the ticket. That's especially true with Democratic struggles getting African-American voters to turn out. But they've never had an African-American candidate to vote for in a major runoff before. So it's very difficult to figure out how those countervailing forces work. Everybody seems to think right now that both races are very, very close.
Do you have a sense that voters are energized or fatigued?
They are energized. They know that control of the U.S. Senate hangs in the balance. And there has been, at least so far, a very, very large turnout, the largest turnout Georgia's ever had for a runoff election.
And how important is this runoff in the bigger picture, the control of the Senate when we're going to have Joe Biden in the White House? Do people in Georgia have a full sense of what that will mean for them?
They do. It's a critical decision, and it will have a substantial effect on what Joe Biden is able to accomplish. It will also have a substantial effect on the real liberals, the left wing of the Democratic Party, that will feel far more emboldened if the Democrats control the Senate than if the Republicans do.
And how much of a sense is there amongst any of the voters about having a backup, having a system of checks? So they might want to have Joe Biden in the White House, but they might want to swing the Senate the other way as a counterbalance.
A lot of Americans have preferred the idea of a check and balance, where you don't give one party total control of the government. That has been a problem for the Republican Senate candidates, because to make that argument in their campaigns in the runoff requires assuming that Joe Biden is going to be president, and Donald Trump gets upset whenever they make that argument. So Trump has prevented the two Republican candidates from making their strongest argument, which is that they are a check and balance against the Biden administration.
What do you think is going to happen when everyone comes together for Congress on the 6th to certify the outcome of the election? We've seen a small group of Republicans who are saying they're not going to go ahead with that. Do you think it will still proceed as it should?
There will be some Republicans who will force a debate on whether or not certain electoral votes need to be accepted. Those efforts will fail, and Joe Biden will be declared the winner of the Electoral College at the end of the day. But those Republicans will force a vote on certain electoral votes that will put a lot of Republican senators in particular in a position of saying, I'm for or against Donald Trump, and that will be a very difficult vote for them politically. But clearly, the votes are not there to overturn Joe Biden's election.
That's Republican pollster Whit Ayres, president of North Star Opinion Research.